Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today is the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. He was born in 1225 at Rocca Secca, a castle near Aquino in Italy, into a noble family connected to the Counts of Aquino. At the age of 5, he was sent to the Benedictine Abbey of Monte Cassino, where he began his early education. But when he was 15, the Emperor Frederick II took over the monastery and kicked the monks and the students out. So Thomas went to the University of Naples, and there he encountered two things that altered his life and the rest of the world. First, Thomas encountered the movement started by St. Dominic of living radical poverty, depending on divine providence for everything, so as to be free to dedicate oneself to prayer and study and sharing the Catholic faith with others. The second thing he encountered were the writings of Aristotle. Then at 19, totally against his family's wishes, Thomas entered the Dominicans. They immediately sent him to Paris to study, but on the way he was captured by two of his brothers and held prisoner for a year in his father's castle. And they sent a woman to his room where he was imprisoned to seduce him to break his commitment to chastity and celibacy for the sake of Christ. When she entered the room, Thomas sprang up, snatched a brand out of the fire, and brandishing it like a flaming sword at the woman. She, in turn, shrieked and fled. And as the door slammed shut, Thomas burned a large cross into it and then returned the poker to the fireplace. And then he fell exhausted into a deep sleep, from which he was awakened by his own loud scream caused by an exceedingly painful operation by an angel who had girded him tightly with a rope of fire to protect him from all attacks of lust for the rest of his life. Lust makes a person blind to the truth. Purity of heart and sexual self-control enable a person to see and love the truth. St. Thomas says that lust and sexual sins result in intellectual and moral blindness. To grasp the truth of things, therefore, we need purity of heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Thomas did join the Dominicans in 1245 at the age of 20 and headed back to Paris to study under Albert the Great. In 1248, both he and Albert went to Cologne to establish a center of learning there, then back to Paris to teach, where he became friends with Saint Bonaventure, the great Franciscan theologian. And from that point, Thomas was in such high demand that he taught at a different place every 2 or 3 years. So, Thomas did not live the quiet life of the monastery. He lived a hectic life of teaching, establishing academies, fulfilling special projects for the Dominicans, the universities, the popes, and the kings. At the same time, he wrote the Summa, one of the greatest theological works in the history of the church, however, without finishing it entirely. Plus, he wrote commentaries on all the major works of Aristotle and the Bible. How did he do all this? Well, he made a commitment to 3 things: prayer, impact, and leisure. Thomas dedicated himself to a deep life of prayer by daily meditation and the daily reception of Christ in the Eucharist. And he made an impact through his efforts of education. But he used the rest of his time for leisure. Leisure is the free time we have after prayer and work. And the purpose of leisure is to feed our intellect with truth and our emotions with beauty. So the question is, how do we use our free time? Do we feed our intellect with the truths of our faith and the truths of creation? And do we feed our emotions with beauty from good books, art, music, nature? Or do we feed our mind and emotions with entertainment, the junk food of the soul that never satisfies? How do you spend your free time? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. One of the special projects the Pope gave to St. Thomas was to explain transubstantiation, the complete change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ at the consecration in the Mass. Thomas prayed and studied and wrote. Then he threw down what he had written at the foot of the crucifix on the altar and left it lying there as if waiting judgment. Then he turned, came down the altar steps, and prostrated himself in prayer. But as Thomas buried himself in prayer, the other friars were watching to see what happened. And they say that Christ came down from the cross, stood upon the papers, and said, "Thomas, you have written well concerning the sacrament of my body and blood." And what did Thomas write? Essentially this: "In the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, together with the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore the whole Christ, is truly, really, and substantially contained." Then Jesus offered him a reward from anything in the world. And Thomas answered, "I only want you, Lord." What do we want most? Achievements, praise, security, human relationships? However good these are, none of these will ultimately do. God alone satisfies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The most important question is this. Is there a universal objective truth that defines right and wrong for all people? Or is everything merely a matter of personal opinion? False philosophies insist, no, there is no universal truth, and even if one existed, we couldn't know it. They argue this position to shirk truth and responsibility, justifying sinful desires and actions, because deep down, they don't truly seek God. They want something else. Thomas devoted his life to refuting such relativism. He demonstrated that universal truth is not only real, but also accessible through observation, reason, and divine revelation. His work shows that there is an objective moral truth flowing from God, revealing what is right and wrong, true and false, for all people of all time. But then something happened when he was celebrating Mass. God revealed something to him that made him stop studying and writing altogether. Brother Reginald, his closest friend, asked him, "What happened?" And Thomas said, "After what I've seen, I can write no more. I have seen things which make all my writings seem like straw." I think Thomas stopped writing because his encounter with God revealed a reality so profound that his previous writing seemed inadequate. He recognized that while we can know truth, the fullness of reality, the magnificence of God, vastly exceeds our human ability to capture it in the written word. And soon after, the Pope asked Thomas to come and help out with the Fourth Lateran Council in Lyon in 1274. But Thomas died on the way, and he was just 48. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. It might surprise you, but St. Thomas did not lecture when he taught. He had discussions. He always began by learning the other person's positions, thoughts, and opinions, and Thomas would understand their position and could present it so well, even though he often opposed it, but he could still understand it and present it even better than they could. And this came from his spirit of genuine friendship and good conversation. To understand all the facets of reality, to arrive at the truth, we need more than our own limited knowledge and experience. We need to be in conversation with others. Then all parties contribute to a full understanding of reality. And Thomas gives us a really good method for good conversation. First, ask questions that enable you to understand the other person and their opinions and their experience better, and really listen to that person. Be such a good listener that you can not only understand their position, but understand it even better than they do, and then repeat their view in your own words to make sure you really understand them. Now, we're not listening to catch them in their weak spots and craft our own logic to destroy their stupid ideas and score a victory. No, we genuinely want to understand to gain a deeper grasp of the subject. Thomas says, we must love them both, those whose opinions we share and those whose opinions we reject, for both have labored in the search for truth, and both have helped us in the finding of it. Then after listening and understanding and repeating back to them their ideas, we explain how we understand things. So good conversation happens when we ask questions, listen and understand, repeat their views, then express your own, but then be humble enough to be questioned, and then repeat the process as you grasp more and more facets of reality. St. Thomas says this is the best method to reveal the truth through good conversation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, we had the great privilege of being at the tomb of St. Thomas Aquinas at the end of October last year. Mm-hmm. What a great experience that was. What struck you as we reflect again on his life?
I'll tell you, it's strange being at a tomb like that and really coming to terms with the reality that a mind like that has ever existed.
Yeah.
But one of your points here really reminded me of something we've just talked about, or something you say often, which is, at the end of the day, you aren't going to convert someone through debate, but through an encounter with Christ. And that was sort of my impression from his experience when he looks at everything he's written. He's like, it's not this. It's not just another thing we've talked about. It's not just knowledge.
Yes.
It's that true encounter with Christ.
Yes. Yeah, excellent point. We have many people in our lives. Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
People who, for various reasons, just are not interested in Jesus or the church. And we have to realize that, number one, we can't force our beliefs on them. We can't make anybody think something.
I'll tell you what, most people also don't like being debated.
No, good point.
That's something that my brother and I really like debate. We don't really argue with each other, but we like to argue. We like debate, and that is something we've come to terms with, realizing other people really don't enjoy that experience, and you really have to back off.
Yeah, most people just don't like conflict. So why make a conflict out of it? Mm-hmm. Instead, Thomas shows us, don't make a conflict out of it. Don't make a competition out of it. Build a bridge. And the bridge, I'm convinced, is good conversation.
Yeah.
And good conversation happens with the steps that he walked through of be genuinely interested in a person who has contrary opinions and beliefs to you,
mm-hmm.
and really understand them. And demonstrate that you understand them. And then ask questions. And leave it at that. Now, if they come back and ask you good questions, give them the answer. But wait until they ask you the question. Don't force it on them.
Mm-hmm.
When I was first out of graduate school from theology.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who knows the least about theology. Someone with a master's in theology.
What do you mean?
We know just enough to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think every person I encounter who's wrong in their views on Catholicism, it's my responsibility. I have a duty to make sure they get the right. No, that was dumb. The most important thing is to know people.
Yeah.
To understand them.
You know, when I think about the most intelligent person that I know, John Mark Miravalli, in the encounters I've had, the opportunities I've had to talk with him, I'm always a little nervous thinking, oh, he's going to want to debate some great theology and I'm going to be so wrong. And usually he sits down and he just wants to get to know everyone in the room better.
Yeah, that's
the key.
He just says,
you, what are you reading? Tell me about it. Tell me.
Yeah.
And even if it's fiction, even if it's just something really trivial, he just is very invested in individuals. And I think that's so important to his community and his family life.
We ought to really make this a resolution that with every close person in our life, our goal is to have a genuine interest in them and get to know them better and delight in them.
Mm-hmm. I think people are the riskiest and most important investment.
Yeah. But it really is joyful to get to know people better. Let's make that our resolution.
Yeah. Probably not what people expected from St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, but that was his method. In fact, it makes you crazy because when you read the Summa,
mm-hmm.
for every question, he first will give many, many statements of his opponent's position.
Mm-hmm.
And he states it so well, you start to believe the opponent's position. Mm-hmm. Then he corrects it.
The Summa is actually very interesting. I'm always like, yeah, I'll just sit down and read the Summa. Honestly, I should. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. And you know, maybe you don't know, there's a fantastic free online version at New Advent.
Mm-hmm.
The website New Advent. They have a free online version of the Summa.
Maybe my resolution is to get to know people better and to get to know St. Thomas Aquinas better.
I think that's a great resolution because then you know what you'll do? In your leisure time, you'll be feeding your intellect with what it needs.
It's good. It's hungry.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.